Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Did you know that when you go to begin a new trademark application filing at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the first decision that must be made is which application form to use? There are three types of applications currently, and they have three different filing fees. The first type is called TEAS Plus. TEAS, or TEAS, stands for the Trademark Electronic Application System. So TEAS Plus, as it's known, the filing fee is $225 per class of goods and services. I'll come back in a moment and explain what that entails. TEAS RF, or reduced fee, is the middle option. The filing fee for a TEAS RF application is $275 per class of goods and services. And finally, the most expensive option is called TEAS Regular, and at $400 per class of goods and services, it is for use when there is a non-electronic filing or paper submission. First, I want to note, we won't really talk about TEAS Regular because, number one, it's extremely rare, and number two, it's about to be phased out by the USPTO with new upcoming mandatory electronic filing rules. And finally, it's not a good use of your money because I haven't filed a paper application in many, many years, and there really are no longer any circumstances where there would be a benefit to filing a paper application. However, the decision between TEAS Plus and TEAS RF is an important one, and the distinctions are much greater than the $50 difference between $225 and $275. A TEAS Plus application, again, that's the cheapest filing fee at $225 per class, has more stringent requirements for what goes into the application and what happens after the application is reviewed. It's complex and it's cumbersome, these differences, but a TEAS RF application provides more flexibility to the applicant so that a TEAS RF applicant can craft their own description or proposed description of goods and services when they filed an application. A TEAS Plus filing can only select from already approved listings of goods and services that are in the USPTO's trademark ID manual. And that there in and of itself is a great limitation for many applicants. And that's the primary reason that I almost always file a TEAS RF application so that I am not restricted. Also, if the requirements in a TEAS Plus application are not met and an office action is issued and the USPTO indicates that the requirements have not been met, the penalty for not meeting those requirements is actually greater than the difference of $50. The penalty is about $100 to pay the USPTO for failure to comply with the TEAS Plus requirements. Therefore, it's not only more cumbersome, but it's also more expensive to deal with a TEAS Plus application that doesn't satisfy all the requirements upfront than it is to just file a TEAS RF application. Now, I've tried not to get bogged too down in the weeds, but I probably have. The essence is TEAS RF application costs a little bit more, but provides much greater flexibility. And therefore, for most applicants, it is worth it in the long term to spend $50 more upfront and have greater flexibility and avoid the risk of that penalty that I indicated when a TEAS Plus application is filed but doesn't meet all the requirements. That's why our firm files overwhelmingly TEAS RF applications. As I've noted, there's a lot of complex factors that go into these filing fee decisions. If you've got questions and want to work together to find out what's best for your trademark application, give me a call and let's talk about it. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.